It is National No Dirty Dishes Day.
Dishes! Dishes! Dishes!
I'm gonna do those dishes.
Nobody likes dirty dishes.
Tonight I do the dishes.
Will you at least do the dishes?
Dishes?
Dishes? No way!
If you have a sink full, make sure it's empty by the time you go to bed.
Fine, I'll do the dishes!
Showtime.
Oh, it's showtime. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day!
6:09, good morning. I'm John.
It's your favorite day of the week. I'm Chantel.
I get one thing in life. This is my one win.
No, this is like the thing. It's not like we gave this to you. It's like you took it.
Uh-huh. And I'm not giving it
and
back.
And you won't give it back.
For no one. Tomorrow, Chantel and I, we're going to be broadcasting live from Harmon's right there off of 7th East in Midvale, kicking off our two-day mixed family food drive. So 7th East Harmon's will be tomorrow on Thursday, and then Friday will be the new Daybreak.
I'm excited
location.
About that one.
I hear that store is nice. I've had some friends who live over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they say it's been busy, too. So we're just asking you to give. If you can swing by a grocery store and grab some donations for the food bank, go through your pantry, ask your coworkers, your friends, your church group, whoever it is, get together and drop off some stuff over the next
totally.
2 days. We'll be there from 6 to 10. Also, it's Confession Wednesday, so feel free to start texting us your confessions so we can read them at 7:50 this morning. Finally, the greatest invention of all time.
What?
Engineering students from Johns Hopkins University, Johnny Hops himself.
Okay.
Have created an edible adhesive tape called Tasty Tape to keep burritos and other foods sealed up while you're eating.
Wow.
Genius. Finally, this is what we've been waiting for in life.
It kind of is. It's like the one thing we really needed, and we knew we needed it.
We did burritos last night. They were falling all over the place.
All over the place.
They tested a multitude of ingredients before settling on a final recipe, which is edible, safe, and has the strength to keep even the fattest burrito closed.
So it's something, it's tortilla adhesive.
Yeah, I assume it can go on more than tortilla, too. They're not really given a lot of details because they've applied for a patent.
Makes sense.
So, but the tape looks like a small rectangular strip. It's about half an inch by 2 inches, and it comes on wax paper. So you just peel one off, you wet it, and then you can place it on, they say, any food that you want to hold together.
What? That's
it's a great
crazy.
Day. Remember this day, May 18th. This was the day we found out about edible tape. And
our lives are never be the same.
No, they won't be. I'm going to write this in my journal tonight. Dear diary. Oh, by the way, speaking of food, thank you to everyone who asked me if I had a Mexican pizza yet. I have not yet. Life's been crazy.
Are you serious?
I'm hoping to get to one today.
We've been hearing about the Mexican pizza for over a year.
I know. I've been running the kid.
Exactly. Both run through a drive-thru.
I know.
You have no excuse, John.
Well,
You've been in the car.
Also, Total Health and Fitness. I don't want to go against my diet right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Should we do a quote?
That's right.
All you need is a plan, a roadmap, and the courage to press on to your destination. Earl Nightingale.
That's impactful.
You have a plan that gives you kind of the roadmap to your success, and then you got to have the courage to actually follow through.
True.
With what, because it takes a lot.
What the plan is.
Yeah, exactly, to your destination.
So it's easy to stereotype certain professions as being dominated by either men or women.
Yeah.
But there really are certain professions that are. It's not just like.
You're talking about like if you say the word nurse. A lot of times you'll think like it's a female instead of a male.
Yeah, so like 98.8% of preschool and kindergarten teachers are female.
Dang.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. You know, I was when I was out of work as a radio guy, I taught kindergarten for a year. And it was so much fun.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I think the kids were so excited for a dude teacher. Yeah.
I remember having any time through elementary school, if you had the guy teacher, you were like, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other jobs that are more than 90% female would include medical record specialists, child care workers, and speech pathologists.
Oh.
And then lower down on the list, but still dominated by women, dental hygienists. I've actually never had a male hygienist.
Same. I know. Why not?
I don't know.
Okay, crazy idea here. Smaller hands.
Could be. I don't know.
I don't want like a 6'6" dude with big old meat hands trying to get into my mouth.
But that's the dentist.
yeah, that's true. My dentist barely. He kind of like peers over and goes, all right, that looks good.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Skincare specialists. So you're talking like estheticians, secretaries.
Yeah.
Nutritionists are most of the time female.
Really?
That one, I disagree with.
It's like 50-50.
That one's got to be closer to 50-50, right? And then cosmetologists, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, you would struggle to see a female who's like a mechanic or
you don't see a lot.
Things like that. Most of those are 99.7%.
Dang.
So other jobs that are more than 90% in the male department, heavy vehicle mechanics, crane and tower operators, automotive body repair, vehicle equipment mechanics. Now, all of these have to do with vehicles.
Yeah.
Except for the crane and tower operator. Electrical power line installers, HVAC workers. I don't think I've ever had a female HVAC tech or plumber or any of that come to my house.
Me neither. I have seen female mechanics, though.
I have seen female mechanics. Other jobs that are more predominantly male would be plumbers and pipe fitters, pest control workers. I've not seen a pest control girl.
Me neither.
Electrician, carpenter, roofer, construction supervisor, and laborers, and welders.
Okay, so it's more of those
blue-collar men, and then women work in, like,
health and beauty. Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
And it actually is like that. It's not like something where
I just think
that's actually true. Yeah, that is interesting. Time for John and Chantel's Daily Draft. It's where we come up with our top three of whatever the topic is. Today, Memorial Day is right around the corner.
I know, can you believe it?
Top three Utah lakes. You telling me that Pal does share a side with Utah?
Yes.
I've only gone from California through Arizona to Pal. I've never actually gone to Pal since I moved here to Utah.
I've never been to Lake Pal, but I've driven past it.
Well, there you go. Top three Utah lakes, 844-649-1051. You get to go first. What do you got?
Naturally, it's going to be the bluest of all the lakes. I would say probably one of the coldest lakes. But the one that has a beach, Bear Lake.
Yeah.
Bear Lake is the best.
I agree. Bear Lake is so much fun. And it's not far.
No, it's like three hours. But I wish it was closer.
Well, yeah.
There's so many lakes. You have to drive so far to get to a good one.
I also sometimes like to hang out on the Idaho side.
I always go to the Idaho
side.
Do you? Yeah.
Oh, Utah side's got some fun stuff, but that Idaho side.
I know, but it's the North Beach boat. The burger boat.
Yeah.
The Bear Lake.
Burger boat.
Burger boat thing.
I'm going Pine View.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's always fun to go out to Pine View.
It's on my list.
Yeah.
Pine View, what I like, it also has kind of the sandy edges.
Mm-hmm.
The water's not as cold as you'd think.
Oh, I don't. Lake water's always cold. I don't care where you are. If you're at Bear Lake, Pine View, wherever it is.
I've been here long enough to recognize, oh, that one's cold.
They're all cold.
And that one's freezing.
Okay.
All right. My next one?
Yeah.
Jordanelle.
Oh.
I love going up to Park City.
Easy to get to.
The lake. That's the one my family always goes to.
I was going to ask you, because last summer you went to the lake a lot.
A lot.
Was it Jordanelle?
It's mostly Jordanelle. What I wish Jordanelle had was a beach.
Yeah.
It's all rocky edges, and it's not as great for the kids, but it works out.
Good Strawberry.
Strawberry Reservoir?
Yeah.
I've actually never been up there.
Got to head on out. Try something new. Get away from Jordanelle. Get away from those Park City people.
Yeah. Well, I like to, you surround yourself with who
you
want to
be. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I can't say Pal because I've never been there.
Yeah, no, you can't then.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I'm not going to say Deer Creek because that lake is always packed. I'm going to go Rogue and say Yuba.
I don't even know what that is.
Yuba Lake.
Please, tell me.
It's south of Santaquin, I think. And it is just like this muddy, dirty lake. It's like the redneck lake.
Oh, you've really sold us on it.
I'm telling you right now.
Good old Yuba Lake.
I'm telling you right now.
Muddy.
Yuba Lake is like so redneck, but there's so much sand and like it's really fun. I'm just telling you, it's a good time, okay?
I don't think anyone hearing that said, oh, I want to go to Yuba Lake this summer.
Somebody's going to text in and be like, you're right. Yuba Lake is the place. It's the no rules lake.
Have you ever been to Mirror Lake?
No.
Oh, Mirror Lake's beautiful. That's my last one.
Can you boat there?
You can fish there and camp there.
Well,
I went before kids. No, it's fine.
I'm talking a boating lake.
No.
Oh,
that was not.
I like Silver Lake Flat.
No. There was not a top three boating lakes. It was just top three lakes in Utah. It's high up there. Hang out.
Well, then I'm taking a back.
No, you picked Yuba. You picked Yuba. Oh, yeah.
It's the Redneck Lake. I love
it. It's where you can wallow in some mud.
You can.
This text says Bear Lake, Lake Powell, and Fish Lake.
I don't know where Fish Lake is.
Me neither. This text says Lake Powell's great if there's water.
So true.
Okay, listen. Flaming Gorge isn't in Utah.
Is
it? Okay, it is in Utah.
You have no idea.
I have no clue where anything
is. I've not been to Flaming Gorge either, but I've heard it's beautiful.
Which one is that?
North.
All right.
I think it's like white. You know what? I have no idea. I'm going to not even try. I have no idea where
Someone take me there.
But I know like a lot of my friends and family go there.
What's better, Flaming Gorge or Yuba? 10 texts.
Oh, for sure it's Flaming Gorge. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
Yuba Lake, you'll be pleasantly surprised.
I doubt it. Not from your description. Tomorrow's draft, we'll do the top three Zac Efron movies. Because he has that new movie Firestarter out. BuzzFeed had a list of things you never knew about celebrities.
Ooh.
See if you knew. I didn't know any of these.
Okay.
Did you know when Angelina Jolie was 22, she tried to hire a hitman to kill her? But he actually convinced her to stay alive. It's a hitman with a heart.
Wow.
It's like a movie.
That is an interesting story.
Right? I didn't know that Channing Tatum is in Ricky Martin's She Bangs music video.
What?
He's the bartender in the back. I watched it.
Well, he's a dancer first.
Right. And so he's just there. It's quick. You got to watch for it. But yeah, he's in the back.
That is so cool.
Before going solo, Britney Spears was in an all-female group called Innocence.
Was Innocence ever famous, though?
No. And
this was like a high school group?
Yeah, I guess. Innocence was also spelled I-N-N-O and then S-E-N-S-E. Sense. No sense. I would love to know the other people in that band. Like, what has happened?
Right?
Did any of them pop, too?
Oh,
probably. We would hear about
I assume she did that, then Mickey Mouse Club, or...
I don't know when. No, I bet it was Mickey Mouse Club, then Innocence. Yeah. And then the Britney Spears we know and love.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Perry lost his middle finger as a child. Part of it.
What?
I need to go back and watch Friends and stare at his hands and see.
I know.
Vince Vaughn is missing part of his thumb. How did we miss all this?
I don't know.
Michael J. Fox's middle name doesn't start with J. His middle name is Andrew. But there was already a Michael A. Fox in the Screen Actors Guild, so he changed it to Michael J. Fox.
And he always has gone by Michael J. Fox. What?
It's so weird. I have friends in radio. Like, you and I, we just have our normal names, right?
Uh-huh.
But I have a lot of friends who, they don't. They have fake names.
Yep.
And I don't understand how you can live...
two lives like
I'm
that.
Not smart enough.
People would call me my fake name, and I would just never answer.
I know.
Until one day, I'd be like, huh? What?
Yeah, it's too confusing.
You talking to me?
Or and then when they're done with radio, people still call them by their radio name?
Yes.
And it's like, well, that's weird. Did you know Kanye West used to work at The Gap?
Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I would love that.
I mean, they all had to have teenage jobs, right?
And you don't even realize it at the time. Like, there's someone out there who probably had Kanye West help them.
Yeah.
But Kanye West wasn't Kanye West. You don't even know.
You think I should get the polo or should I go for the pocket tee? Which one?
It's like, it's the greatest. Madonna worked at Dunkin' Donuts, and she was fired after 1 week for messing with the jelly machine.
I don't know what she was doing.
Mm-hmm. It's just random facts about celebrities that I loved here. Jennifer Lawrence has an H2O tattoo to remind her to drink more water.
Wait, is it like on her wrist or somewhere? She could see it?
I guess. I think I did know this one. When Lady Gaga went to NYU, there were a group of students who started the Stephanie G, you know her last name?
Germata.
Yep. You will never be famous Facebook group. First of all, how
rude.
Awful. What's wrong with those
Why
people?
Why are people so mean?
Like,
but also,
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
It takes a lot of effort to go that far into something, though.
Yeah. And then what were they posting?
growing up, Katy Perry's family was so religious mm-hmm. that they called deviled eggs angeled eggs.
Okay.
And she wasn't allowed to eat Lucky Charm cereal.
I knew that one.
Did you know that one?
Yes, that's in her documentary.
And finally, Nicole Kidman has an actual phobia of butterflies.
Huh. What an odd thing to be afraid of.
Right?
But I get it. They're kind of creepy.
You ever seen one? Yes.
Like, the Butterfly Museum.
I'll be honest with you.
Yes.
After the last break of fun facts about celebrities you didn't know,
uh-huh.
I went on a very deep dive into the band Innocence that Britney Spears was a part of.
How's it going?
I'm fascinated with this band.
Really?
I'm always fascinated with people who almost made it big, almost famous, you know?
Yeah. They get so close.
Yeah.
Like, so far.
This band, Innocence, that Britney Spears was a part of back in 97, was managed by Lou Pearlman, who was like, if you know anything, he created NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. Okay. Like, Lou Pearlman was the man of all these, like, groups.
Uh-huh.
And Justin Timberlake's mom, they got this band together. In fact, one of the members of Innocence was Lance Bass's best friend.
Stop.
So they all get together in 97 with Britney Spears.
Uh-huh.
And Spears, actually, by the end of the year, decided she wanted to be solo, and she left, and she was replaced. But they're like, that's fine, we don't need her. And they released a bunch of songs,
uh-huh.
including this one right here, which I don't remember, but it hit top 15 on the charts. Here you go. Come to tell you what's on my mind. Baby, I have changed. I don't want to be playing no game.
I mean, it sounds familiar, but I think it just sounds 90s is why.
You should watch the music video. They even have the 90s dances.
I like to think there's a lot of hips.
Oh, there's hips. There's
denim mini skirts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of midriff. But this is where I guess I'm even more shocked. When Britney Spears popped and became famous and had her own headlining tour,
uh-huh.
Innocence was the opening act.
What?
Yeah. She's still trying to give them, like, the bump to make it.
Man.
Right.
But it didn't work.
No, it didn't work. They disbanded in 2003, which...
Which is the prime.
I mean, that's 5 years of them trying to be something that never happens. Yeah. I'm obsessed.
Yes, you are.
I know. It's not healthy. You went to a Bees game last night, huh?
I did. The baseball season's officially going.
Yeah.
It was such nice weather that I took the boys out to the ballpark to watch the Bees game. It was our first game of the season.
What time does the game start at?
Okay, I thought the game started at 7, but it started at 6.
Okay.
And so, normally, like, I go to Bees games all the time.
Right.
And normally, so it starts at 6, so I roll up, like, 6:30.
6:45.
Yeah, you gotta park and do the whole. It's a long game.
Long game.
You know that you're going, it's a long haul.
Yes.
So get there like 6:30-ish, 6:45.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we gotta go to the bathroom first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we gotta order food.
Yeah.
And the lines are forever long.
Mm-hmm.
And we find our seats and, you know, do the whole deal. Well, last night it was family night, so it was super busy. And we get in there and I'm like, oh, shoot. It's already like the bottom of the third, but okay,
uh-huh.
cool. And then we go get food, do the bathroom, do all the things. Sit down, eat our food, and then the boys want like Dippin' Dots or something. So I'm like, okay, yeah, we'll go get the Dippin' Dots. And we sit back down in our seats, and then next thing I know, game's over. Everybody's leaving. It was the fastest game of my entire life. I was like, was I sleeping?
Why, was it just one of those games? Like, what is
it? Well, at first I was like, wow, this is, like, crazy. This was, like, it was so fast. Game started at 6 and it was over before 8:30.
That is a fast baseball game.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
So then I asked someone, I was like, is this game, like, was that, like, really fast?
Mm-hmm.
Or was time moving at a regular speed, but I just, like, how long was I in the food line for?
Right.
It was long. Anyway, no, they said they've, like, implemented a timing rule for how long it takes for them to bat.
That's right. I forgot about it.
I know.
It.
I totally forgot about that, too.
It's like a shot clock, but for the pitcher.
Yeah, and it makes the game... So, like, I'm used, I'm used to a baseball game being 4 hours. 3 to 4 hours. Just over 2 hours last night.
I'm going to go to a game. That's like one of the things that always, I hate how long the games are.
No, I mean, it was moving. You would have thought it was a contact sport. It was going so quickly.
Fun. Okay, I'm going then.
Yeah.
Cool. Did we win?
We won, yeah.
Even better.
I think it was like 3-1.
Oh, nice.
Weddings in general are super pricey, and they honestly, because of Pinterest, everyone's just trying to one-up each other, so...
Yeah.
We're all trying to have like that Pinterest worthy wedding, and we're spending so much money in places that really aren't worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And so a wedding expert actually put together a list of 4 things that if you got rid of, you could save a lot on your money because they're a lot on your wedding because they're just a waste of money.
I'll be curious about this because yesterday you had that list of things that should go for weddings, and I disagreed with that list.
I disagreed with a lot of things on the list. Well, most of them were like the wedding traditions, and I'm a traditionalist. I like that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think it's fun.
There's a new wedding venue right off of Mike Weir Drive, and I was driving by yesterday. It looked beautiful. It was overlooking the valley, and like there was a wedding that was happening.
Yes.
And they had all the lights out. And I was
saying, if you put money into your venue and it's beautiful enough, you can spend a lot less on the other things because the venue, itself is gorgeous, or the view. Okay, so 4 things you can get rid of. The champagne toast. They're saying let me finish.
Okay.
It's an extra expense.
Yeah.
It's a little bit hard to coordinate, and not everyone likes champagne. So still do your toast, but let everyone use their own drinks.
I don't know. There's something I like about...
Again, I like tradition.
I think that's the problem. Me too.
Okay, balloon backdrops. This I totally agree with. If you're going to do a balloon backdrop behind your cake or something like that, and it's not done right, don't do it all, because then it just looks like a cheap birthday party.
That's the truth.
You need to have, I'm not kidding or over-exaggerating, thousands of balloons for like one of these wedding balloon backdrops to look good. If you're just going to do like
a few,
don't do it at all.
Like, I agree.
Go simple.
I have seen a bad balloon backdrop, and it's fine for a birthday party, like you said. But for a wedding, it does make it look
like
just,
for a wedding, it's got to be one of the like pop art. Like, there's some wedding balloon artists here in Utah that I'm like, dang, those look good. Hire them.
Yeah.
If you're not going to hire them,
don't do it.
Don't do it at all. Personalized napkins and place settings. Somebody might take home a napkin with your names and wedding day on it, but nobody wants a disposable napkin with your names and wedding day on it.
I know, but I like to sit down and see it. I don't ever take it home, but I like to see it when I'm there.
I agree. It's a waste of money. Just get regular. Linen. Yeah. Do a cloth napkin.
Okay.
I don't need a napkin that...
I don't ever, like, keep it when I take it. Like, we get them and take it home, and then we don't never use them again. But I like when I'm there. It's like branding. It's good branding for the couple.
For the couple. For the company. Printed wedding programs. So like the wedding program that's sitting in the seat, they look nice, but they're not really like that useful, and it creates trash and waste.
Huh.
And most weddings really aren't that complicated.
No, they're all the same. You've been at one wedding. You know what's going on.
Yeah. So what you could do is like a thing at the beginning.
What do you think about this?
Getting rid of a wedding program?
Yeah.
I like it. It's something to put in a scrapbook.
Right, that's the problem.
But then again, I don't scrapbook anymore. Like, nobody scrapbook. You know what I'm saying?
But you keep it in like a
wedding, like a box.
Right.
I would say put more of your money into a really nice invitation and a save the date. Less on personalized napkins and wedding day of programs.
Or a good photographer.
Totally. Put all, like,
all your money.
This is what I always say. Mm-hmm. You pick 3 things, and that's where you put your money. Photography, dress, venue.
What about the food for the guests? What about the open bar? What about the open bar, Chantel?
I don't drink, John.
Well, that's not a wedding I want to be a part of.
Bad first date, getting ghosted, stood up, blocked again. Let John and Chantel help with their 7:30 second date update.
So Joey reached out to us. Joey and Carissa went out on a date, and actually Joey told us in the message on Instagram that he made a move during the appetizers.
Yeah, and he's like, I know I messed up. Like, I jumped way too quickly, but I don't know. I feel like I still maybe have a chance.
Joey, how was the date after the point of you trying to kiss her?
You know, she was great. She still kept being friendly, and but there was still a little awkwardness there that I could pick up on every now and then.
Did you apologize?
I did. I did after the date, and I never heard from her after that. So
do you think there's any chance that she's going to give you another shot?
Mm.
I mean, it's I think it's slim, but I mean, in all honesty, I mean, I have a genuine concern for her. I haven't heard from her in a month, so I want to make sure she's okay, first of all. And, yeah, I'd like to, I mean, I'm kind of confused because it was like some great signals and then some not so great. And yeah, it's just kind of bothering me. I'd love to see her again, but I, you know.
Well, let's start with this and let's play a song. Let's get Carissa's number from you and we'll just call her up and we're going to ask her why she's not calling you back. Okay.
That would be awesome. That would be great.
It's your second date update. We're trying to help out Joey. So Joey and Carissa went out on a date and Joey said like, this was a good date. We were feeling it. Well, Joey was feeling it. He made a move during the appetizers, but Carissa, not so much. And ever since then, it was kind of an awkward date and Joey just wants to reach out, clear the air, maybe get another date. We'll kind of see how it goes. Joey, did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
That is right.
We're going to call up Carissa right now. Don't say anything. Just kind of listen in and let's see what happens. Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Carissa?
Yeah.
Hi, Carissa. My name is John.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, my name is John, and with me is Chantel. We do a morning show together on Mix 105.1 and 103.9, and one of the things we do on our show, it's called the Second Date Update. In fact, we'd love to talk to you about your date with Joey.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm really caught off guard here.
Yeah, I know.
I am not interested. I just am getting to the point of forgetting about him. I don't really want to bring him back up. I'm not interested.
We're so sorry about that. But we hear the date was a little rough.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I mean, look, I'm sorry to be rude. It was really an awkward and uncomfortable date. And I thought that I made it pretty clear to him that I'm not really interested in chatting anymore and taking it to the next step.
With you saying something like that, you're telling me there's not even a possibility of another date or anything, right?
No. I mean, do you know what happened?
We heard there was a kiss that was done early on in the date.
Right, yeah, and that's only part of it, because after he tried to kiss me the first time and I turned him down, he kept trying to do it, like, several times.
Oh, dude.
And it was getting very uncomfortable and annoying, and, you know, the first time I was like, oh, he's just really kind of going for it right now, but like I wasn't ready for that, and so I figured, you know, I'll play coy and that's fine, and then keep moving forward with the date and try to be friendly and nice and get to know him. And then it just kept happening and kept happening and kept happening, and it's dude, I have made it very clear to you that I don't want to kiss you right now, and you're clearly not respecting that. So I honestly I couldn't wait to just leave.
Right.
But wait a second. But you were giving me the signals left and right for the kiss. I mean, and then afterwards you know, you were taken aback, but then you started flirting with me again. I mean, it was like you're playing cat and mouse with me.
Chris,
it was like a game.
Chris, I want to apologize. Joey, had I known any of this, I wouldn't have had him on the phone. Joey is on the line, as you can tell. And Joey, dude, it sounds like you kept seeing signals that weren't there, man.
Yeah. A physical miscommunication?
All very fast. We hadn't even made it. We hadn't even finished our appetizer yet, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was not flirting. I was just like talking to you like a normal person and trying to be friendly and trying to get to know you. And I think I made it pretty clear that I didn't want to kiss you.
You did. You admittedly, you did say that, but then you started acting different again. I mean, and like, it just,
well, I'm
so
really
bizarre.
Sorry if I I'm really sorry. I thought I made it very clear that
don't
wasn't
apologize.
Interested in taking that step.
Well, I'm sorry too that I obviously must have misinterpreted it, but it just seemed, it was, I mean, you come across in such a way that
I just, you know, once I say no, like, respect that instead of trying again and again. And I'm really sorry that this didn't work out, but, you know, keep this in mind the next time you go out on a date.
Today is Confession Wednesday. What does that mean, Chantel?
Well, if you've got a secret, a surprise, maybe some guilt, I don't know, that you want to get off your chest, you can share it anonymously right now. So we don't want to know your name.
Nope.
We don't want you to tell us if you've broken the law.
Nope.
And we're not going to judge you.
No, just text us at 844-649-1051. As always, we do have the voice changer now, so you can call us too if that's something you want to do.
Yeah.
We like it because we always have a question.
So many questions.
I'm pretty sure my mom is having an affair. I'm older, 27. She and my dad are in their 60s. But the other day, a strange man left the house when I showed up unexpectedly, and she seemed frazzled when she saw me.
Oh, no.
Do you do anything?
Ooh.
Do you say anything? Do you keep it to yourself? What do you do?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Until you get more proof.
I know.
Say anything. It's Confession Wednesday. What's going on in your life? Text us. Call us. If you call us, we can change your voice. If you text us, don't tell us who you are.
I don't want to know
who you are. 844-649-1051. I'm telling my husband when he gets home that we're having a baby. He works overnights and will be home in less than 10 minutes. I can't
wait.
That's exciting news.
I'm so excited right now.
Let us know how it goes. Both times, Jen told me, right before the show started.
Uh-huh.
I got a text message like minutes before.
A text?
Yeah.
Jen.
I know. She texted, like, she couldn't hold it in, or like, like, couldn't wait till after the show, or she's like, I just had to tell you. I couldn't keep it a secret.
Oh my gosh. Like,
that's not a good time. Especially like for the first one with Liam.
Oh, yeah.
And then trying to focus that whole show.
Oh my gosh.
It was hard. I'm getting married in June and I'm beginning to freak out. Do I really want to spend the rest of my life with my fiance? We're 20. This is normal, right?
Super normal. You're young.
It's a big decision.
It's a big decision.
I think you have to understand how big of a decision. Like, if it doesn't weigh on you a little bit, like, oh my gosh, this is a forever thing.
Then I think you're maybe not grasping the concept. But if you are thinking about, like, oh my gosh, this is forever. Do I want to do this? Then I feel like you're at least in the right headspace because you're thinking about how serious it is.
Uh-huh. But then decide if that is.
Yeah, and then it's up to you to decide. Don't, like, everybody's going to give you their opinion.
Have you ever had a bride tell you, like, and you're always at the exciting part. They're trying on their dresses. They never, like, are doubting it when the dress is on, are they?
Not in the appointment, but when they come to pick up the dress and they're no longer getting married. Yeah.
This text says, I'm a teacher, and these last 2 weeks are the worst. The kids forget all the rules. They get that summer energy. I hate the end of school.
I get that. I remember in school, we would just get crazy.
We got an email from one of our kids' teachers saying, hey, can you remind your kids to behave?
I believe it.
If you're a teacher and you agree with that, I'd love to hear from you. Someone at work yesterday said I had a, quote, really sad white girl butt. I work out every day. I'm in good shape. And obviously, that's not cutting it. So I'm seriously considering butt implants now.
Oh, BBL.
Do it because you want it, not because a coworker said something like that.
Or else you'll never be happy.
Chantel told me I had no butt. And let me tell you, it haunts me every single day.
Well,
now.
You don't.
And I've thought about how can I make it pop in the back as well.
Have the...
Where she says I have old white dude butt. Okay, and it hurt my feelings.
You see more squats. So, more cardio.
I hate leg day. You know
go
that.
Go to Texas Roadhouse. It'll help you.
I'm doing everything possible to avoid going on a family vacation so I don't have to deal with a toxic family member. It's supposed to commemorate losing our mom 20 years ago, and I'm refusing to go. I think that's okay.
I am a firm believer in know your boundaries.
Yeah.
Know your limits.
Yeah.
You can't handle it.
That's fine.
That's fine, because everybody's going to have a better time without you there, and you're going to have a better
You'll
time
be healthier.
Not being there.
I got more. You want to hear more?
Oh, yeah. I love Confession Wednesday.
The amount of teachers who have texted agreeing with that teacher who confessed that the last 2 weeks of school are the worst. I feel so bad for our teachers.
Yeah. It's
You lose all control.
You know it, though. Like, the kids are crazy at home.
Yeah.
You can feel that. Everyone's excited. The energy.
Like, we have an 8 o'clock bedtime. I know that's early, but it's because I go to bed early.
You guys are
yeah,
so
I know.
Weird.
But I'll tell you, I mean, the kids even, like, we've been staying up till 8:45, and we're crazy like that.
We're crazy.
Like a rave house. My toxic brother is getting married this weekend. It's Confession Wednesday, by the way. And I don't want to attend the wedding. I'm going there, though, for the rest of the family.
Yeah.
I get that.
Support your parents or, you know, siblings.
Yeah. Here's an update from a confession a while ago. I asked for advice on a guy I liked. We've now been hanging out more and more because I told him that I liked him, like you suggested, and he liked me too.
Yeah!
Finally, we did some good advice.
Oh my gosh, I love giving advice. It's never good, except sometimes.
Since school has been back in person, we have been late almost every day. I remember, like, in sports in school when I was a kid, we'd get punished for being late.
Yeah, we'd have to do a push-up for every minute we were late.
And now, I'm a parent, I'm like, I don't understand that. It's not my kid's fault ever. It's me or
yeah,
Jen.
It's
like,
literally the parent.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Was it you?
In my case, it was me. My mom was, like, on it. I don't understand. Like, she set such an expectation for parents and being up and breakfast and the whole deal. Everything was always on time.
You.
And well, now that I'm a parent, I'm like, there's no way I could do that.
Yeah. I love this one with this teacher. Again, about how, like, the last couple days or weeks of school are so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
As a teacher, as long as there isn't a dead animal being thrown around, I'm calling it a good year.
Oh. My. Let's talk what's trending. ABC is open to having Chris Rock host next year's Academy Awards.
Oh.
I think what the real news is Chris Rock open to hosting?
Yeah. I mean, he's done it in the past.
Yeah, but...
But I don't know if he will.
It's a lot. I feel like if it was me, I'd just... Let me move away from this for a moment.
The only thing I can think of that this reminds me of... Of course, we all remember the VMAs when Kanye West took the Moon Man from Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And then the next year, they brought Taylor on. She had, like, this new song. And they made this whole deal about Taylor's back, even though last year. And it felt so fake.
Dumb.
Yeah, and I feel like they're going to do the same thing now with, like, Chris Rock's facing the stage, even though Will Smith's not even invited. Like,
exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
Great.
It's just, like, I don't think he wants that to be his career highlight.
Me neither.
We'll see. Netflix is producing... a Tom Brady roast. Brady is going to be an executive producer of his own roast and the roast for other people.
Okay.
So the roast is going to stream after next football season. Cool. I love to see a filtered roast by the person themselves.
Yeah.
That seems so dumb.
I guarantee, I'm telling you, he's retiring after this season. He's got that, the analyst contract, and now he's got the roast after this season.
Yeah.
He's doing his retirement the right way this time.
Yeah, because why would you just randomly retire when you're Tom Brady? Like, you need to have a farewell tour.
Yes.
Right?
That's what we're getting this time.
Robert Downey Jr. is getting his own Discovery Plus reality TV show. It's going to be called Downey's Dream Cars. It's going to follow Robert as he restores classic cars once ruined by the environment.
Huh.
Ooh.
All right.
Discovery Plus, does anybody even have that?
I don't even know how to get that app. Is it free?
It better be free. And then ABC has announced that Bachelor in Paradise is going to be added, or it's going to continue with the fall schedule, and you're getting 4 hours every week. 2 weeknights, 2 hour episodes on ABC.
That's a lot of Bachelor in Paradise. Do they not have anything else?
Well, I don't know. Dancing with the Stars is moving to Disney Plus.
Okay.
Which I am interested how they're going to do that because Dancing with the Stars is a fan-voted show. So are they just getting rid of the fan votes?
Yeah, how do you do that? Maybe can they do it live somehow or you only have 24 hours to vote after it hits?
After it hits.
I don't know.
I don't know. And then ABC is holding the new season of The Wonder Years until mid-season, but they say it's not because they had to fire producer Fred Savage after inappropriate behavior. And then Gina Rodriguez, she's in a new show called Not Dead Yet. It's also being held for mid-season. So that means it's not canceled yet, but it's...
They're pushing it back.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're like, hey, we're not going to put it out with every other show. We're going to wait. We'll see what happens halfway through the season.
Here. Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. And then A Million Little Things, American Idol, The Bachelor, and Judge Steve Harvey are all going to be returning. They're also adding Celebrity Jeopardy. It's going to be into the Sunday night lineup on ABC and Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. And Ma'am Balak is going to be the host.
Oh, so she beat out Ken Jennings for it, huh?
Yeah.
Because they've been switching back and forth on different hosting duties over there on Jeopardy. Yeah.
I thought everybody wanted Ken Jennings.
Yeah, but for some reason they keep using her, which means we might be saying we want one, but watching the other.
Ratings show different than what people say.
Yes,
it's
constantly.
So crazy.
You know how obsessed I am with plane issues, plane landings, planes in general?
We found out that John, in his private time, likes to watch airplanes land and take off.
On Instagram, that's what my whole account is. I do nothing but watch cockpit videos of planes taking off and landing.
I can't.
Or even planes in turbulence. Sometimes I like to see it to see what happens in there. Turns out the pilots could care less. But me back there,
you're like,
in my chair, I'm willing the plane to stay up in the sky, as you know.
Yes.
So there's this guy, Darren Harrison, and I told you the story the other day. He was an airplane passenger who landed a plane in Florida last week with zero experience after the pilot passed out.
Is this a commercial airline, a private airline?
No,
like, what are we?
It's like a small plane, like a Cessna style. So he was like, with some friends up on this in this plane.
So maybe there was like two or three people.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And the pilot slumps over. And he finally was interviewed, and of course...
So he had to have been in the passenger seat, not the back seat.
Well, here he is, describing the moment that he grabbed the controls after realizing the pilot was unconscious.
I reached over his body, because he's, at this point, unresponsive. I kind of put my arm over to where my elbow is sitting here, and I grabbed the controls of the airplane and slowly started to pull back on the stick and turn.
How did you know how to do that?
Just common sense, I guess, being on airplanes, because I knew if I went up and yanked that the airplane would stall. And I also knew at the rate we were going, we were probably going way too fast, and it would rip the wings off the airplane.
I wouldn't know that. Why would you know that? There's
nothing about that. He's been in enough airplanes.
I've been in a lot of airplanes.
I've been, commercial airlines. Like, I've been in a two-seater Cessna situation. And when you're there, you're like talking about how are you flying it, and it, you know.
So you think he's learned that much about it.
I think he's learned that much, yeah.
Because the first thing I would do would be to pull up.
To take the higher?
I don't know, to keep the plane from crashing, even though it was fine in where it was. I'd be like,
I would just like try to keep it where it was until I could figure out what to do.
So if you think it's bad enough, the pilot was unconscious. Wait till you hear what happens when he grabbed the headset.
I now have the availability to climb into the seat to fly the airplane. I sit down and I'm trying to put on the headset that the pilot was wearing, and so I pull on the wires and I pull up and they're all frayed. The plug's gone off the end of the headphones, and so now I don't have a headset to use.
So now your lifeline, you're literally holding a frayed cord that could be your lifeline to talk to anyone.
Yes. So I immediately turn to the guy next to me and say, I'm gonna need your headset because I gotta talk to somebody.
So he doesn't even have a headset at the beginning when he takes
off. The pilot was just like, I'm going to fly this airplane without having any communication.
Do you remember this morning? I got shocked by our board here in the studio. Mm-hmm. I made a big deal about it for 20 minutes, how I was electrocuted by this company. Mm-hmm. And he's just like nonchalantly saying, oh, yeah, there's a big, it's frayed, but we'll be fine. I'll fly this plane I've never flown before.
But I'm just saying that pilot should have never taken off if his headset didn't work. Like, I'm so confused.
Here he is talking about getting ready to land the plane.
All my GPSs have gone out. I have no idea where I am.
Yeah, what? Has this airplane never had a check?
And then it was, well, what do you see? I see the state of Florida and I see a small airport. And they said, can you drop to 5,000 and maintain? And I said, I can try. I can work on it. But I'm still trying to figure this thing out.
You didn't have any shoes on.
Nope, I was barefoot.
Why were you flying barefoot?
You're practicing going up, going down, getting the feel for the controls.
Yes. Yeah, because at some point, the realization sits in of you're going to have to land the airplane.
You're right, I wasn't wearing shoes. Or pants for that matter, but that's neither here nor there.
Were these just guys that were like sitting out on the boat and they're like, hey, I got an airplane, we'll take it up?
That's what it sounds like to me.
It's in the shed. Hasn't been serviced in a minute, but like, I think we're good.
That's what it seems like, doesn't it?
Like a bunch of dudes that were just like drinking Corona and then decided, I'm going to go fly an airplane.
Yeah, and it worked well for him. He knew what he was doing. Here he is, because he landed it.
I said, thank you for everything, and I threw the headset on the dash and said the biggest prayer I've ever said in my life. That's when all the emotion set in.
Can you share what your prayer was?
It was a thankful prayer for the safety and everything that had happened. But the last part of the prayer and the strongest part was for the guy in the back. Because I knew it was not a good situation.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy.
Was the pilot okay? The
pilot, as far as I know, is still alive, but he had a bad medical emergency. So they had two big issues going on. It was scary because of the pilot in the back, and it was scary because he had to land a plane.
I just want to go through some points here very quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
We have a pilot who's passed out. We have a frayed headset. We have no shoes.
Yeah.
And we have a guy who, like, maybe can fly an airplane, but really he can't. But then he lands it, so we all survive.
When the air traffic control is like, oh, just put it down to 5,000, I'd be like, what do you mean by that? How? And then I'd push down, and we'd be in just a nosedive. It'd be the end of everything. Quicker the better. There's a marriage therapist who's on TikTok.
Okay.
And she revealed one of the biggest complaints that women have about their husbands. So here she is talking about something called passive responsibility.
Active responsibility would be you looking around the house for things that you could do. Passive responsibility would be being available to help, but waiting for somebody to tell you what needs to be done. This is one of the top things that I hear from women as a complaint, that their husbands are waiting for them to tell them what needs to be done. And they're really looking for a partner in life who is actively responsible for the house and for the children, and not waiting for their wife to tell them what to do.
So again, she's talking about passive responsibility means, look, I'm down to help. You just got to tell me what you want.
Yeah.
But women would rather have their husband be active, which is you looking, you seeing the thing that needs to be finished and doing it. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know that I can even speak on that, like, any personal experience. But, like, hearing that, it's like, yeah, absolutely. You don't want someone who is going to be, like, watching the game and then the family room is, like, a total mess.
Uh-huh.
And just sitting there waiting for somebody to say, like, hey, maybe during commercials you could, like, pick up.
Like, they're down to do it, but just do it on your own.
Like, I've had people tell me before, like, well, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. And it's like, I hate that. Uh-huh. Just do it.
It's so funny that I heard this audio and it hit me because last night I lost it at dinner. Not with Jen, but with our kids. Because this is them. They're actually really good if you tell them what to do.
Yeah.
They'll do it without fighting. Like they're great at that. And I love them for that. But, man, I want them to see that the dog's water bowl is empty.
And then just fill it.
And fill it up.
Yeah.
Instead of just walking by it, and unless I say fill up the dog's water bowl, they don't.
It's one of those, like, if kids could learn to be actively responsible instead of passively responsible, man, that'd be, like, crazy.
All the difference in the world.
It really would. Like, if you could learn that skill as a kid, because, like, even me, like, I'll see a bunch of stuff that needs to be done and just, like, not gonna do it.
Yeah.
But if I was a little more active, shoot.
Dinner was so bad last night. Just to tell, like, we sat down, and honestly, we sat down with we did our prayer, and, like, I'm like, guys, enough. Like, you don't do anything unless I tell you. I need you to start just looking around and be like, oh wow, this cup needs to be over here. Uh-huh. This dog bowl needs to be full. Like, what? Come on, we're getting old enough.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at the two of them, and, like, I'm finally done after, like, 5 minutes just ranting. Mm-hmm. Like, I was out of 10, right?
Yeah.
And then every night we talk about what was good with your day. So I finish it. I'm like, now then, besides me yelling at you, what was great about your day?
Total dad move.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday, John and Chantel. As we say hi to Catherine in Farmington. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Catherine, you want to play some Tom Cruise trivia?
Absolutely, I do.
All right. We bought a movie theater for Top Gun Maverick a week from Friday. We're all going to be there. You're playing for 4 tickets to be in that theater as well. Here's how it works. I've got trivia questions. We'll go back and forth on these trivia questions. So, Catherine, I'll ask you, do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
I'll go first.
You're going to go first. Awesome. How do you feel like you are going to do with Tom Cruise? Are you a Tom Cruise fan? All right.
Okay, so we're going to be on the same page.
I was
going to
say, because I don't think Chantel's seen a Tom Cruise movie. Maybe one.
Yeah.
All right, Catherine, here we go.
Good for me.
Tom Cruise became a movie star after his role as Pete Maverick Mitchell in what blockbuster movie?
Oh, Top Gun.
There you go. I mean, if you got that one wrong, I would take the tickets from you right away. So I'm glad you got that one right.
Deservedly.
Chantel.
Yeah.
Tom is well known for his role as Ethan Hunt in what secret agent film series?
Mission Impossible.
That is correct. Have you seen a Mission Impossible?
Nope.
Nice job.
You've never seen a Mission Impossible movie?
Oh
my gosh.
Pop culture, though, right?
It is, yeah. All right, Catherine, we're going more difficult this time, okay?
Okay.
Tom Cruise starred with Dustin Hoffman in what Academy Award-winning movie?
Oh. They were brothers.
Yeah.
And he had, like,
yep,
autism or something. Yep. Dang it. I should know this. He's really good with numbers.
Yes.
I don't remember.
You can describe the whole plot, it seems like.
Wow.
Which is good.
Busted them out of
the They count cards. Yeah, the whole thing.
I feel like she gets it. She knows it.
That's not how this game works. She gets one of these.
Okay.
I should mention, if Catherine doesn't win, the next caller in gets her ticket.
Do I have to answer this question now?
No, I'll tell you. It was Rain Man.
Yeah.
Rain
Man. Rain Man. Dang it.
Chantel.
Mm-hmm.
In 1994, Tom Cruise starred along with Christian Slater and Antonio Banderas in what movie?
I have no idea.
What if I said Brad Pitt was in there? Still nothing?
Oh, wait. Who was all in the movie?
Brad Pitt, Antonio Banderas, Christian Slater. I'm not giving it to you.
What was the plot of the movie?
No, I don't get to tell you the plot of the movie.
You're just telling me that's who
Those are the stars of the movie.
And I get no other
details.
You
get nothing else. I didn't give Catherine anything.
Seriously?
Kevin, do you know that one?
Uh-uh.
That was Interview with the Vampire. All right, we're still tied up 1-1.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Doing great, you two. Doing great today.
Yeah.
Catherine, Tom Cruise co-starred with Nicole Kidman in what erotic film?
Oh, man. We're so bad.
Well, at least we're bad at this together.
That makes me feel better.
Honestly.
It was... I have no idea.
Everybody listening to this hates us. I hope you know.
Right, no.
Normally they just hate me, but now I have a partner in crime.
Eyes Wide Shut.
I don't know.
Eyes Wide Shut was the name of that one.
Yep.
All right.
Sure.
Can't tell.
R.I.P.
I guess I got to finish this, even though it's been just going so well. Chantel.
Yes.
In what movie can Tom Cruise not handle the truth?
Jerry Maguire.
I know this one.
Jerry Maguire is not
correct. I don't know. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
You can't handle the truth. What is that movie?
Catherine, do you know it?
A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men. You're exactly correct. In fact...
Yes,
Catherine. I knew it was like an iconic movie, but I didn't know. Just threw it out there.
Catherine, congratulations. You got yourself tickets. You're going to hang out with us to see Top Gun Maverick.
I can't wait.
It's time for your pickup line. At 9. You can always tell us your favorite pickup line. Don't forget, through Open Mic, download that Mix app. Perform it for us.
Yeah.
Show us how you roll. Otherwise, I get to butcher it. Like this one.
It's so true.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up?
Is there an airport nearby, or is that my heart taking off? So lame. So lame.
I thought it was good.
Did you like that one?
Yeah, it was okay. According to a new survey, 88% of millennial moms say they're too busy, and they would jump at the opportunity to clone themselves.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you had two gens to, like, get all the stuff done?
It'd be so nice. She worked so many hours that... It'd be nice to have her around.
Hey, right?
Yes.
I wish I could clone myself. But these are the top 10 things that millennial moms, like myself, wish we could clone ourselves as.
Okay.
I wish I could clone myself and be a doctor or a nurse, is what a lot of people say.
Is that to help family members or just to make more money?
I think to help their kids and family members.
Yeah.
A chauffeur. Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if you just said, hey, You run the kids.
I drove up and down my hill 6 times yesterday.
No.
I was about to lose my mind between all the sports.
Clone yourself into a handy woman.
Oh, yeah.
It would be nice to have, like, somebody.
Cloning myself to do that, though, it wouldn't help. That person would need to go learn how to do some stuff first.
But let's just say you cloned them and they just knew how to do it.
Oh,
like,
well,
you programmed it.
Yeah, sounds great.
A homework helper.
Yeah.
A personal shopper. Well, I like to shop for myself. A personal assistant. Yes.
Yes, please. Will you get on the phone and argue with insurance for me?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, a personal assistant is like would be ideal. A nanny or a babysitter. So, clone yourself so that you have a nanny or a babysitter. You know how much money that would save?
So much.
I would save so much money. A chef.
I like to cook, though.
Yeah.
I don't think I want that. I want to...
So you could cook and your clone could do
the other
things
stuff.
You don't want to do, right? Laundry.
Yes,
a laundry clone.
Please.
Somebody that just does laundry and folds it and puts it away. And a housekeeper.
Save us money.
Most people want a housekeeping clone. Oh, wouldn't that be so nice?
Yeah.
You just come home and you're like, oh, thanks, Chantel.
Thanks, clone. Go back in your closet.
Yep, the house looks great. It's like a Roomba. Like, if the clone, you just, like, push a button and the clone comes out, cleans the house, and then just goes back to the portal.
Can I just say, and I mean this.
Yeah.
You were terrible with your Tom Cruise.
Oh, just awful.
I mean.
It's funny because I know Tom Cruise. Uh-huh. Like, he's an icon.
Yeah.
I really don't actually know his career.
No, bad. Things that make you go, Just fun facts to share with someone throughout the day. Yesterday, you were telling the story about how Hayden Christensen, who played Darth Vader in the Star Wars prequels, 1,
yes.
2, and 3, how he said, if you go back and watch them, they're not bad movies. Like, they're actually pretty good. Just at the time, the expectations were so high and different.
Yeah, like, I watched them all now with zero expectations. I thought they were fine.
I gotta go back and watch them. Did you like Hayden Christensen? One of the complaints was he was so terrible.
I don't have a problem with anybody.
I like Natalie Portman in it.
I mean,
I'll tell you that, you know what I'm saying?
Nobody had a problem with Natalie Portman.
Well, I didn't realize this, but NSYNC made a cameo in Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones.
Really?
George Lucas's daughter loved them, so he put them in the background of a scene. They were cut out of the final version, though.
Okay. I was like, really?
Isn't also the rumor like Prince Harry and Prince William are stormtroopers?
Oh, like with masks on.
Yeah, you can't even tell it's them, but in one scene.
Do you remember how The Walking Dead used to do this? Like celebrities were becoming the zombies?
Yeah, I'll tell you when I thought Game of Thrones ruined themselves is when they put Ed Sheeran as like this small little bit role.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, wait a minute. You have this whole world where you don't really have any like super famous person in it.
Uh-huh.
And now you're throwing Ed Sheeran as a singer in the middle of it. Game of Thrones.
Yeah, get out.
All right. That does it for us. Chantel, have a good day.
Hey, you too.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
It's our food drive.
I cannot wait. Harmon's.
Yes. So please tell your friends, tell your family members. Join us starting at 6 a.m. We'll be at the Harmon's in Midvale right there off of 7th East. Chantel and I will be there from 6 a.m. till 10 a.m.
Yep.
And then Monroe will be 10 to 2. And then Dylan will be 2 to 7. So you have all day to donate. All the details, mix1051utah.com. Bye-bye.